Well, and we watch 911 Lone Star.
Well, I've lived with two dispatchers.
No. So. I've watched the show. I'm more qualified. So okay, of course. Just need to step back. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Hello, I'm Lindsay.
I'm Amanda.
And this is the Bitch in My Voice. The Bitch in My Voice. For whatever reason, that makes me think of like some like 90s like Carmen Sandiego.
Like, did you watch the video on Instagram where they, it's like an old, the guys that do that song?
Oh, yes.
I was like,
it's like a like, music video.
Yeah, and he's got like a mullet. Yes. It's on, I was like, oh.
Yes. They had him on like some local news.
Yeah.
And they're like, the local band, their theme song for Carmen Sandiego, a new show on Nickelodeon.
I was cringing the whole time. I'm like, oh no.
I used to remember that show being like so challenging.
Well, it was a game first.
I know.
I used to play the game all the time. I loved the game.
Yeah.
And then so I grew up.
And then I aged.
Yeah.
And didn't care anymore.
Didn't. Nope.
Okay, so what is the latest drama on your situation?
You mean my living situation? Yes. My life?
Your life.
You're all...
So let's just dive in to your life.
You're like, tell me about your shit show. I'm like, where do I begin?
Have you made any big decisions?
I don't know. I'm so torn. The problem is I don't want to just make a decision.
Okay.
I don't want to make a decision on something and then I start living there and mm-hmm. I'm all, ugh.
Yeah.
Kind of how I feel about my current place. The only thing that I truly love about the current place I live is that little like waterfall feature because it's just so calming. Nothing else about it I love.
Sure.
The neighbor downstairs, fuck him. The 8,000 stairs I have to climb a day to do anything, fuck that.
Yeah.
Just...
all the things.
It looks like a hotel, creepy old hotel. Yes. Like, there's just so many things about it that I don't love. It's on a super busy street that's, I can walk on the sidewalk, but it's not, like, walkable. Yeah, you know, what's considered walkable and walk-friendly, not there.
Yeah, if you want to lose a limb, then yes.
Yeah, it's just not an ideal place that I'm like, oh, I'm going to go run mm-hmm. and I'm going to do whatever. Like, that's not the thing. So mm-hmm. I ideally would like to find a place like the North Park area, stuff like that, that has those things. Where mm-hmm. if I'm like, I want to walk outside and just go walk a couple mm-hmm. blocks, I don't feel like, oh my God.
It's just not safe.
Like, I just don't want that, mm-hmm. right? And that two-bedroom that I looked at, I love it because it's super close to the trolley.
Okay, but that's the only thing you love about it.
That's the thing. It's not like it's a terrible area, mm-hmm. right? But the thing is, it's not an area that, like, I really would love to be in mm-hmm. because it's not super residential right there. Right. It's kind of that weird in-between of, like, there's businesses, but then there's also some apartments and houses. Yeah. It's, like, that awkward.
Yeah.
The college is literally right there.
Yeah, so it's got that whole
so
thing.
So it's, like, that weird middle ground environment, which it's not bad. People walk around, but it's not, I'm not like, oh, I love it. I just love the apartment.
Right.
But I feel like if I pull the trigger on that, I'm going to go, oh,
yeah.
I don't love this.
Yeah.
So I'm torn because I really want to be out of my place by the end of the month,
mm-hmm.
right? Because why do I have to pay another month
sure.
of rent?
Yeah.
But also, I've got all these other obligations that I can't just up and quit on them. Mm-hmm. I also don't want to stress myself out Monday through. Like, I'm trying to not overwhelm myself.
Sure.
But the reality is, last day legally is the 30th of August.
Right.
My last day technically there is going to be before I come up here to watch the
mm-hmm.
dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It could be afterwards, but why would I go down there for like two, three days?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So really I need to be out of there by like the 15th, 16th. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'm fine with paying them for August rent. They prorate the rest.
Sure.
You know, like that falls on them. I wanted to avoid that. But also that gives me more time to just maybe find wiggle room so that if I do find something for September to mm-hmm. move in, I've got a better timeline. I'm just...
Is your hesitancy to just say, fuck it, move out, move in here, whatever that looks like, however much you do or don't, mm-hmm. you know, want to bring, so that you can just say, fuck it, I'm going to do that, and then I can figure out my next move without having to worry about, like, oh, shit, I have to be out by this certain day. Or start moving your stuff in now, so that by the time the 31st rolls around, you either go, oh, yeah, I'm actually good. I'm fucking great.
Well, the problem is, if I'm going to move everything out by the end of the month, I have to move everything into storage, even the mm-hmm. stuff that I'm trying to sell, which means my couches need to fit in there mm-hmm. and all this stuff. Like, there's just so much logistically. The thing is, I don't want to have to move things more than I need to.
Sure.
Like, it's just...
I get it.
If I can try to not move stuff twice yet again, because that's what I did last time, like, I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
And that gives me a little bit more time to try to sell my couches and all the other stuff.
Yeah. You should be like, this place comes furnished. You can just pay me directly.
Right? You can just pay me for this. Thank you.
Or try to sell them to Nick with a C. Just go downstairs and be like, hey, you want some couches?
I'd rather just dump them over the balcony for him to deal with.
The ultimate fuck you. As a parting gift.
Take out his whole fucking tree, all that other shit.
Fuck you. Incoming.
I don't know. It's just so much, but like, I only have so much time to like move stuff around, and I don't want to not look for something. And then
Here's what I think.
I'm like so torn on so many things.
This is my uneducated bullshit, not in it, easy for me to fucking say, right? Yeah, okay. I'm gonna chime in with shit that's gonna be like,
send it.
Great. Easy for me to say.
Right.
I think you should just push pause on all of the things of like, go find a place, go look at this place. Because I feel like you're at a fever pitch of like manicness with trying to find something.
Mm.
And the market is terrible right now for renters and for buyers.
Yeah, it's a little all over the place.
I think you should just push pause. Give it a beat until you can like refresh your browser and then be like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I think, and you know, I think we kind of texted about this a little bit, but like,
yeah,
if stuff starts feeling like roadblock, impossible, then it's kind of like, okay, well, I need to.
And just, that's what's so frustrating is like, there's so many things out there that it's like property management companies want to advertise their stuff on Zillow, right? Which is great. Or Trulia or whatever. Pick your app of poison, right?
Have you heard of apartments.com?
I love my dad for that.
Love you, Dad.
Oh, bless him for that. You get these companies that want to post their shit on there, which is great. Fantastic. You get it out there.
Yeah.
The problem is not all of them want to use the messaging and the other things that are in there. Or they'll send you back a generic thing that's like, somebody from the property management company will get in contact with you. This, and this.
And then they never do.
And then they either never do or it's just with this or that.
Yeah.
And then the people that are scamming stuff. So it's like to try to figure out, okay, let me search this thing and let's do that. And I sent you the screenshot of that one. And I'm like.
You're like, can you just not fuck with me right now?
Oh, well, here, you can fill out an application. I was like, that's not how that works. And he goes, he said something, and I said another thing, and he was like, okay. And I'm like,
and then nothing.
Yeah, and then nothing. It's like, I know that you're a scammer just because of how you're like talking. You didn't even introduce yourself. Like, there has yet to be a text I've gotten from, even if it's like an agent or whatever that's you know, showing private ones, they always go, hey, this is such and such, we got your message about this property. Like, they come forward with all of the stuff.
Yeah.
So that when you reply, you're like, oh, yeah, thank you, you know, or whatever. But this guy, I'm like, what fucking property is this for?
I think it's sending me the message, not being in it and not being in the shit.
Yeah.
It's sending me the message of like, I think you need to just push pause. And I don't want you to feel stressed either way. And I don't want you to feel pressure either way.
No.
So I don't want you to feel pressure like, oh, my God, now I got to move in with fucking Lindsay and Scott. Like, great. You know, or if
you're just secretly low-key peer pressuring me to move in. You're like, just move into the fucking bedroom.
The only reason why I'm saying like just do it is because we genuinely are like, whatever you need, we're here for it. We're not just saying that to be like fucking nice and, you know, like blow smoke up your asshole. Like,
Scott's like, perfect, she can do all the dishes now. Don't forget to wash my underwear. Like, fuck off.
But like, genuinely, I just don't want you to be in a situation where you're feeling like, oh my God, I have to like you know, panic and rush and do all these things. If you need a beat, especially right now when things are a little bit crazy, like, take a fucking beat.
Yeah. And I'm okay with like pushing my move out date, like my choice of move out date, to like August, you know, whatever, because I won't have any dog sitting after I watch Mando. I intentionally put all of August on away just because I was like, that's truly the like month that I really need to focus on whatever it is. And because I go on vacation, all that stuff. Right. So I just put the whole month as away.
Yeah.
That gives me all the actual time
to do
outside
leisurely.
Of work to get the rest of the stuff in, see what else I can sling, you know, to get rid of. Like, I'm even going to lengths of posting on Craigslist now. I'm
Mean, whatever you're
you know,
do
I'm like, oh, I'm going to the to fucking the black market and I'm all selling my soul for a low price of $3.99. Pick up, please.
Dark like, web only.
I know, like... It's just whether I move in now or move in later or whatever it is, not here, but like into another place.
Yeah.
I just, my biggest thing is there's things that I noticed about the place that I live now that I pulled the trigger on it because I kind of had to.
Sure.
I didn't really have the luxury because I literally had like, you have to be out in like X amount of weeks.
Right.
Like I think I had 30 days, if that.
Right.
So, had no choice to, I was like hunting and looking and all stuff like that. So the place I'm at now worked great because it was close. My landlords are fantastic. Like they're fantastic people. Their place is fantastic. Like I have nothing bad to say about that part.
Sure.
It's just the place itself is just not great. Well, and I don't want to do that again.
You knew from day one. You're like, okay. Right.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that again. So here's your choices. If you're going to pick your hard, move your shit twice, some of it.
Yeah.
Or be shoved into a place that you're not 100% happy with.
I know. And I told Juan when we were talking about it, I was like, I'm even willing, because it's logistically only temporary.
Yes.
To get a second smaller storage unit just to put my couch and the two bookcases, the bigger stuff, so I don't have to try to cram them in.
Like, figure it out.
I don't want to have to go, oh, now I can't get to things, right? I'm willing the offset. I'm thinking of the offset, right? Mm-hmm. So if I move in here and I'm not paying all that bajillions of dollars that I pay.
Sure.
I can put all that other miscellaneous shit that I'm like, for sure, I want to part with it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter about the size of the place. I want to part with those things. Put them in a smaller storage unit.
And you sell from
that. So once they go, they sell from that. Once that's gone, I can get rid of it.
Yeah, that's right? True.
Then it doesn't really matter. You know, yeah, I pay a little bit extra gas driving to and from, but it's fine. It's not permanent. It's a temporary
Either
thing.
Either that, or you say, okay, shove a bitch, put her in there, see how long that lasts, right?
Yeah.
How often are you having to access it? How often are you going to the storage unit to like get something that you need or whatever? Right. Or, great, I waited 2 extra weeks and I sold it.
Yeah.
You know, so fuck it.
Which is why I'm willing to give myself that extra till like the 14th, 15th of August. Because I legally have till the 30th. Yeah. And I told the girl that bought the place. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to try to be out by the end of July. Mm-hmm. I legally have till this date. She goes, yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah. So, she's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe you do a little bit of in between. You start bringing the things that you know you want to have with you.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you're not going to move into an apartment, like somewhere that you're going to rent before the end of August, early September anyways. At this point.
I won't even be here. So I couldn't move in for the first of September anyways.
So start moving whatever you need, your necessities, here.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to do that anyways.
Yeah.
And then if you are in a better position, if you're like, oh, fuck, I'm doing so good with what I've already brought.
Yeah.
That like I could move out on the first. Or you say, no, I've got until the 15th. My couches are still needing to be sold. I'll wait till the very last minute. If they don't sell, I'll shove them in the unit. And then try to sell them after that or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's cheaper.
I've got wiggle room, so. Yeah,
you got some options.
It's not terrible. But I don't want to see you. It's just a lot because I'm all like, oh.
I know. And I don't want to see you stressed out because I'm like, really, we don't care. If you need to move in tomorrow, you move in tomorrow.
I'm like coming on the weekend with all my plants. I'm all a little flatbed dolly. I'm like.
With my
babies, I'm like,
that's
I'm
fine. Here. And on that side, they'll be in the shade. So they won't even be in this horrific heat very much. They'll be in the shaded side. So that'll be good for
you. And I'll secretly plant all my aloe plants in your backyard. All, I could make you a little like border of them out there and then
they just live.
Yeah.
Perfect. It'll
be perfect.
Perfect.
I got it all planned out.
So meanwhile, I did a little furniture scouting on my own.
Oh?
And
for what? Do you want some bookcases?
No. No, I'm good on that. Amanda and I have sort of been talking about a table for the podcast because we've been operating off of a very, I mean.
It was a folding table.
It was a folding table.
We weren't very high class.
No.
But we, you know, that's how you
that's
do.
That's how you start.
That's how you do homegrown.
Right.
Grassroots efforts.
And I felt a little bit of an urgency to get a better situation happening here for reasons that we'll find out later. But I also was like, It's time. I had told Amanda, I said, you know, I kind of want to get a table for the podcast. So she sends me this link to a table on OfferUp. And I was like, yeah, that's something well, like that.
That's what you were talking about. You're like, oh, I think we need this. And I was like the folding ones from IKEA. And I couldn't find it on IKEA. So I was like, let me go to OfferUp because I know I'll be able to find it. I FBI'd that shit and found it for you.
This bitch knows IKEA in and out. She's like, archive, limited edition, discontinued. Yes, I know all of the things.
I can see it in my mind. That's why. It's in here. I knew what I was looking for.
So she sends me this picture or the link to this posting for this table. And it was perfect. It was white and it had leaves and everything. It was a perfect little thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, okay. So of course, me, being the crazy person, I scoured the internet just trying to be like, all right, what's out there? What's out there? I'm going to see all the things, right? Because I have to see all the options.
Yeah.
And then I go, best case scenario, right? So yeah. I looked at all the options. And then I ended up going back to the original posting that Amanda sent me and messaging the girl to see like, ah, are you available? Whatever.
Yeah.
We sorted out. Scotty and I go and pick up the table. I had asked the girl. This is the thing I didn't tell you.
Okay.
We were driving quite a ways to go get it.
Okay.
Like, so we coupled it in.
It was in Carlsbad, right?
We coupled it in with Scuba because we're like, we're already going to be in La Jolla.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we'll just.
Which is what I did today.
Right. I had asked the lady and she was so sweet. I said, hey, by the way, with the table like fully collapsed, is it comfortable to sit at it from this direction? Or, you know, is it kind of tight? Because I'm like, I mostly want to leave it like unleafed if we can to save space. The lady was so nice. She's like, yeah, it's totally comfortable. You can sit at it. You know, I sit at it all the time and eat at it. It's totally fine. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, okay, great. And she's like, I could send you a picture of me like sitting at the table if that's helpful. And I was like, I said to her, I was like, LOL, you're too kind, but like, thank you. But that's okay. Not necessary, she's right? All- yeah. The little hands up emoji, like, So I just said, no, that's not necessary, whatever. I get there, and the girl's like, okay, I'm walking outside. And so we see somebody walking outside, but they were already talking to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of those things where it's like you meet for a blind date, and you like see someone, and you're like, oh, it must be them. And they're like, no, it's not me. The like, you know, the gorgeous, like handsome person. And then the second one comes up and you're like, oh, that's my date. And you're like, oh, okay. Like just not what you thought, like not good or bad, but just like, oh, okay. I wasn't picturing that. She walks out and she's a little person.
Oh shit.
It's like really, really legit. Like
I would officially been
official little person.
Was it like under 4 feet or something like that, right?
Yes.
Wow.
So I laughed to myself, not because she's a little person, but because she genuinely offered to take a picture of herself sitting at the table, which would have told me at the time, like, she's talking from her perspective, which is different than mine.
Oh.
But I was, I mean, it was fine. We were fine. This is,
nothing is wrong with the table. Totally
it's great. But
in my, I think my table is just a little bit bigger than this one.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, the one that you have.
Yeah. So,
but I just was like laughing to myself because I'm like, number one, I would have thought that she would have said, well, I fit comfortably at it, but I'm also tiny. So, like, there's that.
Right.
But she never said,
proportionally. This is different, but of course it's cozy for you.
Oh. And I didn't want to be like
the asshole.
Yes.
You didn't want to be the asshole.
Which fits perfectly into our topic today.
Yeah.
But I felt like an asshole, but I'm like, I literally have done nothing wrong. No. Like, what am I supposed to expect? It's not like I'm judging her or like being like, oh my God, it's a little person. Like, what the fuck? I'm just like, I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't ask the question. Like, to be fair, I really should have just let her take a picture and send it to me. But she was perfectly lovely. She had that little hairless guinea pig that I was that's dying. Where
you
saw.
Did you go inside and see it?
Yeah. So she, Scott, thank goodness he was with me because it was kind of a heavy table. So he helped me get it down.
Yeah.
But she had a little guinea pig and she was so cute and perfectly lovely lady. But it was just so funny. The whole thing was just like, okay. Happening.
You get in the car, you close the door, and you're all like,
yeah, I looked at Scott and I was like, I just wasn't expecting that whole
I
situation.
I was thinking it and I didn't say it.
Yeah.
I get points for that, right?
And I literally was like, nothing is done wrong. Like, it's like you immediately are on the defensive when you put your, like, certain people put you in a certain situation and then you're just like, oh shit, like you act nervous with nothing to be nervous about.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I don't know why that makes me feel nervous. This is stupid. I've done nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing wrong here. Nothing is wrong. We're all just like, ah, for no reason. It's like, you're like, ask me a question. I know lots of little people. I like, what?
I have all kinds of friends. All my friends are little people.
Like, what? Why?
You'd be like, what?
So ridiculous. So now we have a beautiful table and it's lovely.
Yeah, it's great. And we scored 2 chairs.
Oh yeah, and the chairs.
Yeah.
So now Amanda's butt has a seat.
Yeah. Our cheek meat has new seats. So and for friends. We have but we're gonna find some more like this so we can have a full table of friends.
I mean, that would be nice. I would like to find more.
Yeah.
But
what?
But we only have 3 microphones anyways.
They can share a microphone.
Yeah,
they
maybe. Well, we got the stool too. Now that you've graduated, we just put another newbie on the stool.
Yeah, the noobs get the stool.
hazing.
Get in the corner.
Yeah, get in the corner. Sit in the stool.
No one asked you.
I'm sure Nikki would be happy with the stool. She usually
she'd probably be more happy with the stool than with the toolbox. And the toolbox. And she's going to be happier because she's not sitting in the weird end of the folding. Yeah. See, the folding tables always are weird. Because
it's shorter at the end. So now we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is official adult table.
So I don't think I'm an asshole in this situation thinking the obvious and being like, well, it's a good thing that it is big enough for me because I'm a lot bigger than you.
It's a good thing you didn't say what you were thinking out loud. That's the real kicker here. Because you know in your mind, the second you saw her, you're like, I have so many things I want to say, but not going
to
say
the biggest thing was just like, the first thing that came to mind is like, oh shit, is this table going to be too small?
So, yes.
But
there in person, it would have taken everything for me not to find a way to jokingly bring up, you were going to send a picture.
I jumped in. What happened? What you were joking about did actually happen. So it was like, car door closes. And I go, well, it's a good thing that table is the perfect size because, yeah, of course it's big enough for her. Yes, of course it's comfortable for her. And he said the same thing. He's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's just actual things.
Biology.
Physical, yeah. Space and time.
She just takes up less real estate than us.
It's just, I would love, like.
Science.
Yes. I would love to be a tiny human.
Right.
Maybe not that tiny because there's problems involved, but.
Yeah.
Smaller than this. Anyways.
Oh, God.
Okay. So
that was good.
Sorry, I saved it. Plus, I couldn't be like in a text drama, you know, novel.
No.
Guess what happened?
Yeah.
Today's topic is a little bit, we may do a reoccurring theme of this.
Yeah.
Are they the asshole?
Yeah.
It seems to be a reoccurring theme.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we will recur this theme.
We'll complain about the assholes.
Yeah. Generally speaking, I encounter lots of assholes at any given day. I'm sure you feel the same.
Yeah.
I find my tolerance for assholes is like much lower these days.
Agree.
Like I have a zero tolerance policy for assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I just don't even.
Especially if it's no reason or not warranted.
Correct.
If it's just the off-the-cuff asshole,
yeah.
I'm all, it really chaps my ass.
It chaps my ass.
Really chaps my ass.
Yeah.
But when there's like a reason for it or some other context to it, I'm all, okay.
I don't know that I've ever been present for like a whole melodrama of cause and effect of assholery.
Right.
I would have to really reach for an example.
Yeah.
Of being able to like see the whole outcome.
For the whole ass factory.
Yeah. Or like justified assholery.
Right.
If you will.
Yeah.
I've seen the whole like drama of starts off one way and then ends another way. And you're like, oh, God, it just got worse.
Yeah.
I brought up in one of the episodes, we were talking about driving the Tesla and how it gives me drunk power.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So apparently this guy posts a video on TikTok that he's driving his Tesla and these two pickup trucks that, for lack of better description, are basically replacements for dicks.
Oh, yeah.
You know the kind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know the kind. To say a pickup truck is, like, very generic, but, like, these are big Chevy trucks.
They're like the bro-dozers.
They're bro-dozers. Yes. They have the lights on the bottom. They got the lift kits
bro-dozers.
For, you know, to go do nothing with.
Yes.
All of the things, okay?
I got that naming from someone else, so.
It's great.
It's perfect.
I love it. They are driving in front of.
Said Tesla?
The said Tesla. And, okay, I would just like to say a PSA quickly.
Mm.
Everyone needs to be aware of the fact that Teslas are recording everything all the time. As a generic comes out the box with that.
Okay.
You can change the settings so it's not always doing that. But out the gate.
It's just recording
it's
everything.
It's always recording everything.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why anybody thinks that they're getting away with shit with people in Teslas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you see everything.
I don't even have to own one to say this.
Well, it's part of the whole like driving thing and all that stuff. That it has to be able to see everything all the time.
Right.
So, of course, it's recording things. And I think it's part of like the learning for the vehicle or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
The self-driving stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why you act like an asshole to be put on camera, to be presented for evidence and drive like a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
These trucks get in front of the Tesla and they basically do the whole like cock blocky thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They like, you know, start slowing down and like keeping speed with one another and, you know, jacking each other off. And then they take off real quick and like leave them in a diesel smoke, you know, fumes or whatever. So the trucks are being dickheads.
Okay.
But the guy posts on TikTok and he's like, this should be illegal. This should be a federal offense.
The Tesla did that.
The Tesla did this.
Okay.
Okay. The question is, are they the asshole? Which one?
Well, I guess depending on the full context of that driving situation.
We're going to pretend Tesla did nothing wrong.
If Tesla did nothing wrong.
We'll pretend.
Then sure, they're 100% being the asshole.
The trucks.
Yeah, they're the assholes. Okay. Because he's probably trying to get past them. And they're like, oh, we're just going to fuck with them, this and that. Right? Why? People do that all the time. Why?
I think that trucks have some sort of affinity.
Yeah.
For fucking with Teslas. I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon.
Yeah. But it's also, same hand, Tesla drivers are like the new Maserati drivers. They act like... Superior. Not all, but they do act like they're superior. And they fuck other people over on the road. And then people get pissed. Now, that still puts the other driver as the asshole. Because just because he cuts you off doesn't mean you can like turn around and try to do the same
and
to them.
And road rage. And,
So like the full context of the whole thing probably would be able to make better. But it's just like, why be a dickhead?
But I have seen where I am not driving like an asshole.
Right.
I am moving to the right when I'm slower traffic. I am keeping proper speeds. I am keeping proper distances. I'm doing all of the things. Mm-hmm. I'm not being an asshole. Completely unprompted, people will come and like whip their dicks out. And I'm like, I don't have one.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, sorry, ma'am. And I'm like, well, fuck you anyways. Yeah. Right.
The dude today in the BMW Corolla, he just...
Well, explain what that is. No one's going to understand that. You know, the BMW Corollas.
The BMW
everywhere.
Corollas. It's the 100 series of the BMW. And it was a convertible, too. And this guy, for some reason, dudes, when they get in them BMWs, because it says BMW, they're like, oh, my balls are so big. I'm like, bro, it's a fucking 100 series. It's literally the fucking same as like a Corolla, Honda Civic, like, you know, the base level. Like your car is basic, basic as fuck.
Yes.
White bread. You got the white bread of fucking cars.
Right.
And he's driving it again like it's a fucking M5.
Gotcha.
Dual engine, like all this other shit. I'm like, bro.
No one cares.
Slow your BMW Corolla down. Like, calm down.
Personally, give zero fucks about the car. We've already discussed this.
Yeah.
The only reason that that I feel drunk with power in the Tesla is because the speed.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Not because I think I'm so fucking superior for driving a Tesla. No, I drive a car that makes sense for us.
Sure.
That's just sensible. It's what we,
I mean, I appreciate nice cars, but not when you're a douchebag.
Also that.
If you're a douchebag, you could be driving a nice car and I'm like, I'd shit on your hood.
We just walk by a man just like fully squatting on someone's car. I'm like, we're just going to keep walking. We're just going to keep walking.
I've hurt your eyes.
And then we're like, am I the asshole? I do feel a little bit of like, for the guy in the Tesla, though, because I'm like, why are you posting it on social media?
Yeah, okay, so that's where now the coin has flipped, right?
Correct.
So the truck drivers are the assholes.
Yes. Initial.
For all kinds of reasons, anyways.
Independently.
We could just call them assholes for only owning trucks in the first place. But when that guy got home and was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm posting on social media.
Right.
He just became the asshole.
Exactly.
Because he's no different than all the other people. I told you the story a long time ago about the neighbor across the street, not directly across the street from me, when I owned the house.
Yes.
So our house was kind of like a cul-de-sac. It was a no end. So you came in, you looped around the neighborhood, and our house is like in the middle of that circle.
Yeah.
The neighbor catty corner from us, two houses over, older gentleman, was giving people shit that lived down by the mailboxes, right? They're like military people.
Okay.
They've got their big bro dozers out on the street, minding their fucking business on the weekend, looking at their engines, circle jerking each other, whatever. They're not fucking bothering anyone,
innocent circle jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
They're just broing it up on the street.
Sure.
If anything, it's just visually obnoxious, but they're not bothering anyone.
Right.
They're not even in
it's
the way of other
It's Grand Theft Auto, White Boy Edition, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, they're not in anyone's way.
Yeah.
He takes a picture of them where they can't see it and then posts that shit on Facebook on our
neighborhood
Facebook group that's only for the people that live in that actual neighborhood. I took every opportunity to call him out on it.
So what was his beef?
His problem was, oh, you know, you guys can't be working on your trucks in the street and this, this, and this. Instead of being the good neighbor and just walking over and introducing himself and saying, hey, guys, I don't know if you know this, blah, blah, blah. But he wanted to be the asshole, take the picture, be passive aggressive, post it online. So I called him out online. I think I still have screenshots of it. I fucking went on there like a firecracker and was like, you couldn't walk over there, da-da. So then the neighbor that lives behind me, he's like, I'm an amputee and I could have walked over there. And fucking, like, people were hot on this dude because they're all like, how fucked up is that? You could walk over there far enough to get a picture of him to walk back to your house, but you couldn't keep walking to introduce yourself, to be like, hey guys, I don't know if you know this, like, what's going on?
See, and what is that? What is that? This keyboard vigilante like bullshit where it's like you have the balls to post it online, blasting them, not even giving them an opportunity to even defend themselves before you post it online.
Right.
Okay. But then you're actually confronting them in a more confrontational way.
Yeah.
Like, it's more aggressive.
Yeah.
When it doesn't need to be that.
No.
Like, you're making it worse by being a pussy. And then you're even
pissing off the neighbors. Right. Because we're like, you literally could have just walked down there and fucking talked to them.
Yeah. Now you've involved everybody who doesn't need to be involved.
Yeah. None of us gave a fuck about it in the first place.
Now you make me give a fuck. Now you've made me the bad guy.
Yeah. It was just like, why? Why are we like this? Why do people do stupid shit like that? They have to be assholes for no fucking reason.
I don't know, but I will give you a bigger asshole.
Yeah.
This bitch. Okay, Carly Russell.
Okay.
I'm sure many of you are familiar with the story by now.
Yeah, because it's like just happened.
Yeah. Basically, this girl's family reported her missing. This is the gist. Don't quote me on any
last
of this.
Thursday night.
Yeah. She went missing. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, there was some sort of report that she was driving, got out of her vehicle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something about a missing toddler on the road. Called that in or something, I don't know. But there was a toddler involved, or a supposed toddler. Okay.
Yes.
She gets out of her car and then supposedly got abducted by these people in an 18-wheeler truck, a couple, husband and wife couple, just, you know, around kidnapping people. So she was missing for 48 hours, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
49 hours. And then she returned home safely. So all the public knew at the time was, girl's missing. Have you seen her? Panic, panic, panic. Oh, she's back home now. Respect our privacy at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And the public's like, what the fuck? What happened? Is she okay? Like, what's going on? Basically, the cops, because they had, you know, so many people like clamoring about this, they had to release a statement. And basically, they said, we haven't been able to corroborate any of the things that were being alleged. That, like, she's saying, like, that she was taken, that she was kidnapped, that there was a toddler on the side of the road that she was trying to, like, rescue. All they're saying is that she was missing for 49 hours after she called 911 and said a child was walking on the interstate, remains under investigation. So they were trying to corroborate whether or not there was a kid on the interstate in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They have not been able to confirm that. They've looked at footage. They've seen all the things. Nothing.
Yeah. And it says in this other article that she did call it into 911 and there were no reports of missing kids as well.
Correct.
So, like, they had nothing.
They had nothing. So she claimed he was forced into a car. And the next thing she remembers is being in an 18-wheel trailer. She stated the male was with a female. However, she never saw the female, only hearing her voice. What they said is, what we can say is we've been unable to verify most of Carly's initial statements made to investigators, and we have no reason to believe that there is a threat to the public safety related to this particular case. So they're saying there's nothing to be afraid of because there's nothing that confirms that she was fucking kidnapped in the first place.
Nothing probably happened at all.
Then investigators said that to try to help with finding her in the days that she was missing, they went on her computer and they found searches, internet search histories to things such as, do you have to pay for Amber Alerts? Search for one-way bus tickets from Birmingham to Nashville, Tennessee. How to take money from a register without getting caught. The movie Taken. The officer says, I do think it's highly unusual on the day someone gets kidnapped that they're searching the internet, Googling the movie Taken about an abduction. I find that very strange.
She might as well have just, like, watched Gone Girl before, like, of the top
you
hits.
You literally are like Sherry Papini, like, all over again.
This part here.
Uh-huh.
He said she traveled 600 yards while she was following the child on the phone with 911. detective, whatever, goes, 6 football fields. To think a toddler could travel 6 football fields without getting in the road, without crying. It's very hard to understand.
I didn't see that part.
I mean, this toddler would have been roadkill.
Yeah. Yeah. It, and why would you...
And following it. Right. What do you mean following the child? Is it a dog?
Yeah.
Does she really mean... Was she high? She has to be either crazy or high. And she was like, I'll follow a dog and I called it a child.
It sounds to me... She's 25.
I know.
It sounds to me this girl is either crying out for major attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or she has some mental health issues going on, which is maybe why the family...
Or both.
Which is maybe why the family was like, maybe we just like everyone just stop asking us questions about this.
They're all
which I get. But if we are taking all of those things off the table and we are saying like, we don't know, we're not going to assume anything. If we assume that she is a perfectly healthy human being, that's fucked up.
I mean, and that could be plausible as well because people are fucked up.
And you are a complete asshole for wasting all of these resources and people's time and money. Like, who gets to pay for all that?
Did I tell you about last year when I was home, the lady that did use the Amber Alert in Cleveland because her car was stolen? And she knew if she said that her kid was in the car, that the Amber Alert would go out faster for them to find her car than if she just reported her car stolen. Which, I mean, she's not wrong. You're an asshole because you completely wasted
everybody's
resources, money and resources. Yeah. Because also, people thought a fucking child was missing and you're like, oh, no, just my car. My car was stolen.
Also,
and
your insurance company will replace that car.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm all, oh, you want to hit my car and total it? Great. Yeah. I'll just get a new one.
Sounds fantastical.
That's what insurance is for.
Yeah. That's not the end of.
It's not. Yeah. Does it suck? But like, it's on. I'm all, oh, no, my car. I have to get a new one. I'm so devastated.
Oh, no, not that.
Whatever will I do?
I will say that I was watching some stuff on 911 calls. Mm-hmm. And so there are ones that start out that it seems like they're just bogus. And you're like, oh, my God, these guys. Right. So it starts out. The 911 operator picks up. He's like, 911, what's your emergency? And she's like, yeah, I'd like to order a pizza. And you're like, fucking shit.
Were they like high as fuck or some shit?
No. And God bless 911 operators. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, ma'am, you are calling the wrong number to order a pizza. And then all of a sudden she goes, no, I'm not.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
I do remember that story.
Yeah. So basically.
And then he caught on to it real fast and he was like.
Yeah. So what happens is they are calling into 911 and they're pretending that they're ordering a pizza. And they're actually calling 911 to say, I'm in danger because the person that I am with is going to hurt me.
Right.
But I need you to come now and I need you to do it quietly and like discreetly. But I needed to let you know. Yep. Without, you know, appearing like they're calling 911. Yep. So they call, they pretend that they're ordering a pizza.
I think she had like kids with her or something too.
So he asked, he's like, is the person that is putting you in danger still with you? And she says, yes. And pepperoni, you know, like she's selling it.
Yep.
And the guy's like, okay, you know, what was your address? And so she gives him the address. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, okay, cool. So then like you hear the dispatcher explaining to the police officers, like no sirens, no lights, like come in quiet. She ordered a pizza. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a great fucking system to like be on the inn and for him to pick it up to be like, oh, okay, got you, girl. Holy shit. I just was like,
I mean, and I think a lot of the dispatch places have protocols like that in place where if somebody calls for something that seems off,
right,
there's certain questions you're supposed to ask that they can answer in a way that you're like, oh, okay, this is what it is,
right?
Because you're endangering their lives otherwise.
Right. I mean, he was asking all the questions of like,
yeah,
is there a child in the room or is there this? And then she's like, yep, with cheese and extra pepperoni, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Thank goodness that he didn't just get frustrated, because if it were me and I was a 911 operator, I might have gotten pissed off and been like, fucking don't waste my time, you know, and like hung up. But thank goodness he was like patient. And
have you heard the 911 call where the little kid was like having a hard time with his homework?
No.
Yeah, this little kid was like, I forget what it was, and he called them and the guy basically helped him with his homework.
Oh,
and
then
it was the cutest thing. There was another one I heard recently where the little girl, her dad, I don't know if he was having a stroke or what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so cute because she's like, yeah, we have a dog and this and that, and you could hear like the dispatcher wanting to like chuckle a little bit. Like, over. I was like, How fucking precious.
So cute.
But I was like, good for that little girl, you know? Yes, it's important for parents to teach their kids
it is.
How to, when and how to mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing is too, like the 911 operators are so well trained that
yeah.
they've got their like protocols and stuff that they can go through, but.
Yeah, they get massive binders
yeah.
with like scenarios.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Well, and we watch 911 Lone Star.
Well, I've lived with two dispatchers.
No. So. I've watched the show. I'm more qualified. Mm, so
okay, of course.
Just need to step back. Yeah. Okay. Mm. But it's very similar, like in the show, they show that where they're yeah. like looking up different scenarios of like, how do I walk them through this?
Yeah. And
it's
pretty they cool. try to give them all kinds of scenarios. Well, because here's the thing, as someone who's done law enforcement, you can be trained in a black and white situation of like, we got trained on how to take care of mm-hmm. domestics, how to respond to a domestic yeah. assault. Here's what's supposed to happen. Here's what you're supposed to do. Right. Blah, 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 this, and this. So then tell me what the fuck I'm supposed to do when I get a call for a domestic and I roll up to the house and everyone's in the front yard. And I'm like, oh, fuck, we weren't Ooh. Trained for this. Ooh. Like, there's the guy that's trying to hurt the wife and like there's the kids with the neighbor. Like, I wasn't trained for this.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
And you're thinking on your feet and you're all, hey, what's going on? Because you're all protocol has literally gone out the window because everyone's outside of the house.
Right.
Like, you're like, shit.
I might get fucking jumped in this. What do I do?
Yeah. So it's like, you've got to be able to take all the things that you've already learned and then go improvise.
I always think of that moment in Coyote Ugly when she goes to audition for the bar
uh-huh.
and the bartender, the owner, she's like being a real bitch to her and she's basically like dismissing her and she's like, yeah, whatever, like fucking have a nice night.
Uh-huh.
And she goes to leave and two patrons like get in a bar fight and she goes, you've got two choices. You can take this vibe and like, you know, buy that girl a drink yep. or whatever. And I was like, that's all you gotta do. You just yeah. gotta pay him and be like, you could just go buy that pretty girl a drink. It's problem solved. I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Their dicks are like, okay.
All right, so share the article that you found because this is for me, this is just like this evidences things I already know.
So this is from April of last year. Scientists actually identify common personality traits of complete assholes.
Okay.
It starts off with two little like snippets from it.
Okay.
Where it says, most likely to be middle-aged men. The typical asshole tends to be manipulative, aggressive, and struggles to control anger. Then it says, they just didn't really care about what others were thinking and how they were perceived by others. So.
That's true.
It goes on to talk about, they surveyed nearly 400 people asking each one to think about the biggest asshole in their life and the personality traits they display regularly. Respondents most often claim these people are manipulative, aggressive, and entitled, which is usually the case for sure. Are assholes one step away from being psychopaths?
No. I mean,
question. It says the study authors say two traits respondents mention, manipulation and irresponsibility, are concerning because assholes aren't the only ones displaying them. These two traits in particular are major factors in expert profiles of psychopathic, antisocial, and narcissistic personality disorders.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise.
Weird.
People didn't really have very much trouble figuring out the biggest asshole in their life.
They're all, I know who. Immediately, I know who. I got lots of samples. Examples, what do you need? Do you need pictures? Do you need papers? What do you need?
How do you want me to identify this?
But, diagrams.
I mean, that's pretty telling that psychopaths and all these other people are, they're all along the same, their own spectrum of.
Yeah, it's like they start from the same tree and then it's just like different levels of that tree. Like, okay, where do you lie?
It's like a poisonous apple tree.
Yes.
And you just got different shit apples on it. And just,
it's like, how bad is it?
Yeah.
What's the level? And the part about it is that I have felt more emboldened to just be dismissive of people who are assholes since I haven't had to deal with any of them in my little bubble here.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're not exposed to certain things, you tend to treat it differently.
Yeah.
When you become exposed to a lot of stuff, you become numb to it.
Well, there's that. But also, because I don't have to put up with it, like day to day, I'm not dealing with coworkers that I'm like, ugh, you know, so I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So if I go to a grocery store and I encounter an asshole, I'm going to be like, no, I do not accept this.
Right.
Because I don't have to.
Right, exactly.
If I was working with an asshole at work, day in and day out than I think, like, what I used to have to deal with, mm-hmm. then I think I would be more tolerant because I would know, like, this situation's more permanent and I kind of have to, like, do what I got to do. But now I'm like, no.
Yeah. And it's good to, like, note that someone that is like this, that is an asshole, like, intentionally mm-hmm. they're like this, are very different than people that just...
are unaware.
Don't give a shit about things or very, like, blunt about stuff. Yeah. Very, like, it's similar, but it's... these people tend to not give a fuck about anyone else. These are usually the same people that are, like, cutting people in line at stores. They're the ones that sometimes don't hold the door for others because, you know, they're in a rush to get somewhere. Yeah. They're cutting people off in their cars or doing dick things in their cars. Like, or you're minding your business. Because this is what happened when I left your house last Thursday.
Uh-oh.
Because I had to go up to Escondido. And on the way there, the road that drops you down into Escondido right in front of the park before you make the left to head towards the mall and the highway.
Yeah.
It's one lane, then turns into two lanes, which turns into a couple lanes because you got two lefts and then I think one or two rights.
Yeah.
Chick behind me in a Lexus, not even a great Lexus, was trying to swerve and flashing her lights because she wanted to get around me. Well, first off, I'm driving slow because the person in front of me is driving slow. Yeah. Like, I can't drive any faster than the person in front of me on a one lane road.
Right.
So I took it upon myself that when the lanes split,
you moved over.
I intentionally boxed her behind both of us, continuing to maintain normal speed, driving diligently. I'm sorry you're in a hurry. And then when she finally did get around both of us, she got stopped at every red light after that. But it's like...
well, yeah. And that area is like...
I'm all like, ma'am.
You're not going anywhere.
Don't be an asshole. Yeah. Because guess where it's getting you? Fucking nowhere. So every light, she was next to me and I just looked at her the whole time. I was like...
she wouldn't look at you, would she?
No, she wouldn't.
Of course not. She knows.
Let's see you for being an asshole. And I literally said that in my car. I'm like, why are you being an asshole?
Yeah.
Or no, like, you're in a hurry to go fucking nowhere.
Yeah. Just calm it down.
Yeah.
I felt like this for a long time. There needs to be a signal in the car that's a, like, whoopsies, I'm sorry signal.
Oh...
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There needs to be some...
or just do the wave, the courteous wave, something, you know?
But, like, that could also be misconstrued. Yeah, because sometimes you see people, like, throw up their hand a little... if they don't do it in the right way, it could be,
the aggressive wave.
Right. Like, if they're, like, kind of doing like this, then it could be like, hey, stop it. Or if they, you know, it could be misconstrued. So if you had, like, a universal, just like your signal, everyone understands this means left, this means right, this means I'm braking.
This means... go.
This means get the fuck out. Go. Why don't you go then? Then you have a little something that's like a something non-threatening.
I feel like the people that fit into the asshole category, they are what they judge others for.
100%.
So they will constantly talk shit about other people and other things and, ugh, this bothers me so much. But, like, they do those things, like, those actual things all the time. And I'm just like, you literally just did that. What the fuck? It's so frustrating.
The hardest part for me, too, is that because you assholes love to seek out the nice people and, like, feed on their souls.
Yeah.
Sort of like narcissists do, but, like, you can get it at a lower level, too, like, lower grade. They... love to just be like, oh, you're a nice person. I'm going to make it my mission to fuck with you the most.
Yeah.
Because you're kind and I'm going to make you regret that. It's this weird vendetta that they have that to me takes it to another level. You're no longer the person that doesn't want to open the door, that doesn't want to let somebody go ahead of you with one item. Like, you're no longer that asshole.
I just did that at the grocery store the other day.
Let someone go ahead.
He had literally he was holding mustard. I had a basket and he's like looking for a lot. And I was like, do you want to just go ahead of me? He's like, are you sure? I'm like, bro, you just have mustard.
I got Legos. I got all kinds of shit in here. I've got lots of $3 items from a section. I don't need to go. Go for it.
I'm like, don't mind me and my rotisserie chicken. You get your mustard up there.
I'll let you cut the mustard over here. Just cut the mustard.
I need a squirt for the road.
give me a little squirt to go with my chicken. My rotisserie. Delightful.
Oh, man.
But I have noticed, and I'm not even in it. I'm not even in the thick of this shit.
Yeah.
I have noticed that during COVID,
okay,
we had this whole, like, kumbaya. Like, the first 3 weeks of COVID, everyone was like, oh, but also kumbaya. Yeah. Of like, let's get our candles out and vigils and we're just going to band together and work together. Then it turned into like everyone's fighting. Everyone's fucking fed up because we're all like caged animals. Now we just have people that just can't go back to normal life.
Yeah, they don't know how to people.
They don't know how to do any of it.
COVID ruined peopling for so many.
Which is weird because if I'm going to be in the AA meeting, okay.
Hi, my name's Lindsay and I don't know how to people.
That's right. Okay. I should be the number one candidate.
Yeah, but you're not inappropriately peopling. No. You're just...
But I should be the sample. I should be like the case study of the person that doesn't know. I feel like if you're
coming out of the cave, you should be the timid dog that's like, oh, what do I do? Yeah. Not the aggressive dog coming out of like a junkyard. Like, calm down. Yes. It was COVID, not prison.
Right.
Fucking calm down, people. These people are acting like we all just got released from fucking San Quentin.
Right.
Like,
and also,
chill out.
None of these people did this to you.
No.
Nobody is responsible.
Mad at everyone else. And I'm like, I don't understand.
No one did anything.
No.
Everyone needs to just settle down. It's like, we can't even be mad at like, it's like after 9/11 and everyone's like, hate all the Arab people or anybody who's from like the Middle East, unilateral hatred, you know, like we wanted to point the finger at that.
Yeah.
It's like, we couldn't even barely point a finger at like the Chinese. Cause we thought for some reason, like that was like a great argument in the beginning and everyone's like, oh, the Chinese. And then we all like backed off of that. Cause it was like, yeah, that's fucking stupid. Cause it is.
Yeah.
And then now we're just like, sickness. It's like there's no one to blame.
No.
So they're just like outwardly mad at everybody. And I'm like, what does that do?
Nothing. It does nothing. It just makes everyone else frustrated and mad.
And it doesn't make any sense to me because I've just never. Assholes.
All the bottom feeders like came up real fast.
Yes.
During COVID was essentially like a tornado that stirred all the shit from the bottom of the lake. Yeah. And they're like, now we have a boil warning. But this boil warning has been going on for how many fucking years? Boil your water before you drink it.
Yeah.
That's these fucking assholes from COVID. Like they existed before, but that fucking tornado came through and now it's, you know.
Well, by the way, you'll appreciate this. Mm. So we were just talking about this.
Tornadoes?
The emergency preparedness.
Oh.
Tornadoes? Yes, actually.
I was talking about tornadoes on the way here.
That's dad talk.
Yeah.
Dad talk.
We were talking about the tornado they had.
Oh, everyone's okay, yes.
Yeah, it was just a little itty bitty.
It's a little baby.
Yeah. Okay. We have them, but they're not, you know.
Yeah.
They're not Oklahoma tornadoes, but we get tornadoes.
So we had a legit firm-wide thing that you could attend, presentation, webinar thing on emergency preparedness.
Oh.
And I was like, give it to me, please. Like, tell me all the things.
Yeah.
So they had this guy from the Red Cross who like volunteers and gave all the, you know, the spiel or whatever. But it was very delightful.
Okay.
And it was funny how many people had questions that I'm like, basic questions.
Yeah.
That I'm like, you should probably already know that.
Yeah.
As an adult, you should probably already know that.
Yeah. But they probably were raised places that don't actually have like true natural disasters. Well,
no, they do. For me, it's worse. Like, okay. So he did kind of mostly talk about like wildfires and earthquakes.
Yeah.
So that's like, he's basically like, California, we're looking at you, you know, fine.
Yeah.
But
was this centered more for like Texas?
No, it was for the whole firm. Oh. But we have offices all over. Oh,
you guys are kind of everywhere.
Yeah. But I'm like, we got people in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, they got shit.
Yeah.
They got weather, you know. Yeah. We got people in Texas.
Yeah.
They get weather where they could be out of water for days.
They've got conservatives, so,
they've got illegal abortion, so, you know. It's a fucking Wild West. Who knows? You know, they could be without women for days. And then they'll really be fucked.
And then the men are going to starve and die. And then we're going to have a population tip. And there's our apocalypse right there.
Downhill from there. The apocalypse.
And then we're going to have to build a fence around them and just give them to Mexico at that point.
You can have it for free.
They're going to create their own apocalypse. And we're going to be like, here you go, Texas.
Here you go, Mexico. You can have it.
Here you go, Mexico.
You can have it.
You guys are like siblings that never loved each other.
You don't belong to us anymore, Texas. We unclaim.
Bye.
Just wave with your American flag.
I hope you find your dad.
Just like slowly drive away in the back of a pickup truck with like a bunch of people in it. Bye. Mexico's like, now what? What the fuck are we going to do with this?
We don't want your trash.
We don't want this shitty border. We want the other one. We'll take Arizona. That's fine. God.
The training is good.
They're in areas that they have like actual natural disasters, but they could be without food and water for like longer than us.
Right.
You know. But anyways, but yeah, as a baseline, I'm like, you guys should probably know some of these things. Like, but I was like very much like, I felt very superior because I was like, huh, I already know all this. I've been through so much trauma. I already know all these things.
She's like, and there I am, like checking off all the natural disasters I've actually lived through. Right. I'm like, yep, you've been that
natural disaster bingo. It's good. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop. Got my... What happens if I run out of squares?
Yeah, I actually need a new sheet. Can I play doubles? It'd be great. Play two boards.
One's not enough.
But he actually talked about the earthquake that I was in, like the epicenter. Mm. He was talking about that at earthquake, and I was like, I was there. It's kind of funny.
Earthquakes are such an interesting experience. Oh, I watched the documentary today. Oh,
okay.
What'd you think? Watched the volcano documentary.
What'd you think?
All I have to say is how fucking stupid. I mean, we already talked about how fucking stupid it was in the first place.
But the people went?
Okay. The fact that at the end of the documentary, they basically say the island's completely shut off to tourists.
Yeah.
Should have fucking been from the first fucking place.
Agreed.
Even in the documentary, they're like, yeah, it's been erupting randomly. There was this one, and the couple that survived, she was all, so what you're saying is this is the year that it's going to erupt again. And they're like, oh, it'll be okay, and all this stuff like that. It's like everyone knew they probably shouldn't have been there, and then they went anyways.
And they signed off on it anyways.
How fucking...
But I do agree, and I stand by... It is terrible. But I stand by my comment of, when you're traveling to a foreign place, like touristy type situation, you sort of have this like unwarranted level of trust in the people who are like showing you the...
Well, and you should. I'm not mad at the tourists.
No, but it
watching the documentary, I'm not mad at the tourists because they were... The tours that were set up were like back to back to back to back. Yep. Like one would go, they waited till they got to the one point, then the next one comes. So they intentionally timed them so that they were enjoying it alone, but while still filtering people through, right? So this company had their whole jig set up. So it's like, it's not these people's fault that they're like, oh yeah, it's so it's going to be similar to Hawaii where we're like, we can get close and it's going to be this or that and it's going to be a great experience and it's safe. But like when they got there and started getting information in person, that's when those people were like, this actually is probably not going to be very safe for us. Like that's when some of those people started to get the,
well, because they were,
I don't think I should be here right now.
There was question mark about like, this isn't even roped off, like this isn't even like stay back this many feet signed, like nothing. It was literally like just
there was so much stuff and I was like, oh, these fucking people.
I know.
And last night I watched the Travis and
you watched Kravis?
I watched the Hulu wedding thing. I watched it last night.
Maybe we should have that next.
Yeah, it was good. Okay. It's a little cheesy.
Okay, wait. Oh, shit.
God.
Oh, sorry.
She's gone down.
I got excited.
She's falling.
Bye, Lindsay. Nice knowing you. Tuck your arms.
Tuck your arms.
Tuck and roll, bitch. Tuck and roll.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so...
Because remember you kept asking me, like, I know. Have you watched it yet?
Okay, well, I took it off the list because I got to... So, yeah, okay, we'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about it next week.
I watched it.
Because I need to talk to you about the Kardashians in general. We need to just have a chat.
Do I need to catch up on anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. I just want to talk to you generally about it.
I'm not. Oh, no. Hulu has a Titanic 25 years later with your bestie James Cameron.
Okay.
I'm going to add it to my list because I want to watch this and judge the fuck out of it. I already told you how I feel because, you know.
Okay. Then we'll add that one too because I have some thoughts on lots of things dealing with that. Everyone is cashing in on the resurgence of Titanic.
Well, hold up. So first off, let me just mention real quick that Netflix took their opportunity when all that shit happened. They're like, we're going to put Titanic back up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like they're all poke, poke, poke.
That's 100% what I'm talking about. Also, there are generations that didn't know Titanic was an actual historical event.
Maybe we should just do a
That's why I added it. James Cameron, I can't.
I know, you don't really like him.
I don't like him. I'm sorry. I've tried. I think he's extraordinarily talented. I love his work.
Mm-hmm.
But as a human, he gives me the vibes. You know what it is?
He's an asshole?
Yes. He gives me asshole vibes. He gives me the vibes of the people. He's such
a know-it-all.
The people you see coming a mile away that you go, oh, they're a narcissist.
Yeah.
That's what he does for me.
I think it's because he knows he's so good at everything he does.
I mean, great. So does Bill Gates.
Right. Like, but okay. Not everyone is humble about things. Exactly. That's his problem. He's not humble about it. A lot of people share your opinion, though.
So. I know. But also, you didn't invent freaking Avatar, and you didn't invent the Titanic. Okay? So just step on back. Just walk it on back, James Cameron. Take your little ball cap and go suck it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because I can't. So yes, we get to have a whole episode about that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Bothers me immensely. Scott doesn't even understand my like hatred for James Cameron. He's like,
I think sometimes you might get too, I don't want to say too involved.
Too passionate.
You're too bothered by things that are just, they don't matter.
The Ferngully thing bothers me for this reason.
Ferngully? Because of Avatar.
Avatar and Ferngully. They're the same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
They're it's the like same, a, same, same.
I mean, it's the same concept.
Yes.
But there's tons of movies that are same concept, just remade.
I fully understand that.
And some are...
If he had come out and said, I derived this, like, took this from the origins of Ferngully or whatever, loved it as a young person or whatever.
Yeah.
Nod said something.
Yeah.
But instead he's like, I know. I came up with this, like, all on my own. Isn't it such an original idea? Like, it's so original. And I'm like, no. That's why it bothers me.
Well, but in that thought, no movie is original because they're all based off of, they're all copy-paste of the same thing. And no movie gives credit to where they got some, like, every rom-com every rom-com is the same. They're all the same.
I know.
So they're not giving a nod to the other. So, like, if we want to go that route. But you hear them
in interviews and they say things like,
they were inspired by.
What was your inspiration? Or who do you look to, like, actors that are your inspiration or whatever?
Yeah.
Directors who are your inspiration?
I don't know. I don't think that in all cases, unless something is like a direct copy paste.
I mean, have you seen Ferngully?
Yeah, I own it. But there's a lot of movies that are like really similar like that, that I wouldn't, I don't know. I don't find that offensive to me.
It only bothers me because number one, I already didn't like him. So there's already that. He already had like two strikes.
What movie did he hurt you with?
Tell me where it hurts. Here?
What movie did he hurt you with?
I think.
Here we go. Tell us. Fine, safe circle. You can tell us and the listeners, what movie did James Cameron hurt you with? It's fine. Don't worry, she's not crying.
I think it was probably Titanic, but it was like the level of...
Did you just think that Titanic was too extra?
No. The movie was fine.
Okay.
The movie itself was fine.
Okay.
It was all the other shit to make the movie,
because
they, like, if you watch all the extras and stuff, like, on the DVDs, and I'm sorry, VHS is how I owned it.
Right.
But, like, all of those little things, he just had this, like, pompous assholeness about him and, like, the way he would talk to people, like, the way they would show behind the scenes and stuff. I'm just like, he skeezed me out. And I think it's for that reason.
Okay.
It's just, like, the something is off. Something is not, something's amiss.
He doesn't jive with
you. He doesn't jive with me.
That's all right.
I don't think he's a person I would like. Now,
probably
I could be wrong. Never met the guy.
Oh, we were first class passengers. I didn't know that.
your grandparents on the Titanic?
Yeah.
You're a fancy ass bitch.
They were 37 and 46.
All right, we gotta save this. Save this for the thing.
I love it.
I'm gonna bleep it all out.
What's going on?
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Everyone's all, dear God, this is a fucking podcast.
They're melting from the inside.
Your AMF shit. Get out of here.
On the next PBS.
Oh my God, speaking of KPBS, I don't know where this is coming from.
Uh-oh.
Just popped in. Did you ever watch KPBS for a long period of time?
I tried not to.
You're all, on purpose.
Yeah, it gets weird fast.
It does. There used to be a show on KPBS called California's Gold.
Oh, I wouldn't know. They probably only show it here, remember?
Oh,
each
my God.
State's PBS is different.
Oh, yeah. You weren't here then.
Sorry.
Okay.
I wasn't born yet. If we were
we
talking
will
to Kim.
Find, remind me, we will find a YouTube.
I could probably find something similar from Ohio. Oh, we also got a lot of Canadian stuff.
But it was called California's gold. The host is Huell Hauser. California's gold.
Oh, no.
It was delightful.
Okay.
It was like Bob Ross, but destination edition. So he would go to all these different places in California, and he would, like, talk about them, like, certain hot spots, travel things, cool things to see, museums.
It's a travel documentary.
There it is. Huell Hauser with California's gold. And it was, like, the most exactly what you think it is. Mm. He would, like, have his little microphone like this, mm-hmm. out there. And he'd be, like, with his, like, 12 yards of cord. And just, yep, there he is.
There he
is. And he'd be like, now here we have Shasta Lake, and it cuts back all the way. It's 19 miles across.
I would have turned it off. I can't.
My dad loved.
Of course he did. Dad's like weird shit like this. My dad used to watch Bob Vila, Home Again, and
don't even get me started.
Other stuff. Every Saturday. I mean, they watch the weirdest stuff. They love it. In their recliners.
Yes.
Get out of my seat.
I can't even get started, man. On Bob Vila.
The Reeboks.
The Reeboks. He never wore Reeboks.
It was pre-Reeboks.
Yeah, but he definitely was into the show. When he first started watching it, I was probably like 7 years old.
Oh.
And I was like, when I was seven, this shit is, you know, bottom of the barrel, Dad. What is this shit? Then over time, because he would watch it so often, I fell in love with this. Greatest hits. So I fell in love with it because he loved it. And, you know, I would watch it with him. And I mean, he knew how ridiculous it was.
Of course
he's like,
they
this
do.
Guy
they
is so
care.
Funny. And he's like, you know, he's taking these long pauses or asking questions that are like, what? Huell, what are you talking about? What are
you silly
come
man,
here, you. Silly Huell Hauser. Knock it out. And it was so even he like knew it was kind of bogus or ridiculous, but he loved it. And I just.
Bless him.
Bob Ross, California edition. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Yep.
All the things.
All the things.
You know what to do.
Yeah. Share, like, follow.
You know, whatever.
Email us. Block us. Whatever.
Block us.
It's the same.
Report us. Yeah. You know, all the things.
All the things.
You know what to do.
Go wild.
Woo!
Do what feels good.
Do whatever feels good.
That feels real nice.
Now you guys go on out there and you be the asshole, okay?
Yeah. Go make smart moves.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.